And here we go on a beautiful Wednesday morning from the studios of Grand Forks Best Source. It's time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. And we've got realty expert Caitlin Ramseth standing by with a guest. We'll talk with them in just a minute.
Real estate can feel a lot like this, but you should expect more when you're buying or selling a home. You should feel taken care of by someone who can turn jitters into awe. Someone with the tools and knowledge to help you find the one or sell yours.
We'll take it.
Someone who can make real estate feel less like that and more like this. That's Home Services. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, and we are back. And Caitlin Ramseth, how are you doing today?
Good morning.
Oh, how about if we give you some volume? Try that.
Okay. Oh, here I am.
And I forgot to do this. Oh, there we go. All right.
Yeah, good morning. I'm doing great today. The sun is shining. It's golf season.
Are you a golfer?
I am. Okay, so I just started like 2 years ago.
Okay.
But last year I had to get shoulder surgery.
Oh.
So I'm really only like 1 year into it.
Yeah.
So I'm not very good.
Okay.
But it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Where do you usually golf?
Usually I go to Kings Walk,
mm-hmm.
Valley. I went to Larimore yesterday.
Oh, so that's nice golf course.
It was. Yeah. Very
okay.
nice.
Shoulders all good?
It is. Yeah.
Good, yep. good. Now, if these allergies would go away, right?
Oh, my goodness. I know. The smoke yesterday, it was so hazy. I'm feeling it everywhere.
So. Yeah. All right. So you got a guest with you. You brought a guest.
I do. Yep. This is Jake Larson. He's with American Family Insurance.
All right. We better do this then for Jake. Make him feel wanted.
Yeah.
So how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. And thanks for having me, Caitlin.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
All right. I'll let you talk with him for a little bit here, since you probably know more about what you want to talk about.
Yeah. So today we kind of wanted to come on here and talk about insurance, a lot of like policy claims. I know for me, like unless you have gone through the process of living in a house, buying mm-hmm. a house, you don't really have to think about homeowners insurance. So we're going to kind of come on here today and talk you through it. And yeah. So Jake, do you want to kind of give us an introduction on who you are, what you do?
All right. So I'm Jake Larson. I'm the agency owner for Larson & Associates Agency for American Family. We're located in East Grand Forks, just a couple of doors down from Sublime. I started this insurance process about a year ago, officially took over the agency in October. And, you know, one of my big passions here is protecting dreams. You know, when first-time homeowners or, you know, second-, third-time homeowners are looking at that dream house, it's so important to have the protection so that that dream stays on track and mm-hmm. they're building towards their future. So just glad to be here and get to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, that was well said. Awesome, awesome. So, you know, I do deal with a lot of first-time home buyers and home insurance. That's always a question that comes up down the line is how does someone get started? Where should they start when they need to get home insurance?
Well, that's a great question. You're going to need the home insurance before you can close on the home. And talking to an agent early is a great way to avoid anything that's going to delay your closing. There are a few issues that can come up with homes that might affect the type of policy or the insurability of it. And so having some knowledge and working with an agent who can guide you through that is going to keep things on track and get you in the house as soon as possible.
Yes. Yep, for sure. So what are some things that, you know, you look out for when you're going through it?
Well, let's see. Roof condition. That's a big one. I'm sure you've seen it in realty. Roof condition can affect the insurability of the house. Unrepaired damage, the type of electrical service, those older 60 amp with the fuses, that can be an issue. If you want a rural or an urban property, that can affect if a company will insure you or the type of policy you have to take out. So, you know, all of these things can be worked with, but knowing early, again, mm-hmm. let's get that closing date, you know, met.
Yep. And I know that when we're looking, when I go out and show houses and stuff, the roof is always like the number one thing we look at. A lot of times, you know, their roof is brand new. Sometimes it's pushing, you know, 16 years, 25 years even. What would be like the differences? Let's say like a 16-year-old house for the roof, or 16-year-old roof, not house. That'd be a pretty new house. But for like a 16-year-old roof, is that going to play a huge role in the home insurance part, or what do you recommend there?
You know, it's going to depend on the company.
Okay.
Some companies might do less than a full coverage after 15 years, 20, 25. Every company's got their own standard on the coverage they'll offer for a roof based on age. And then roofing materials.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really see a lot of them anymore, but the old T-lock shingles, they stopped making them about 2004, but they're usually a showstopper for insurance companies.
Okay.
What about cedar shakes? I went from, I had an insurance claim on my, I live in a log house, so I had an insurance claim, cedar shakes, and I got so sick and tired of dealing with them, I got rid of them and went with asphalt. But is there a difference there too?
That's cedar shake is one we don't see a lot,
mm-hmm.
but yes, that is a difference. And again, some companies won't touch cedar shakes.
Yeah.
Others are okay with it as long as they're in good condition.
Right. And some companies won't touch log houses either. And I have one more question. I'm so glad you brought this up. Now I'm just kind of barging in on you here. But say you do a lot of remodeling to your home. You know you've increased the home's value. Now, there's always that fine line there because people are like, okay, well, if I get it reappraised or reassessed or whatever because of all the work that's done, it's going to move the worth of the house higher, which is going to make your taxes high. You know where I'm getting to here.
Mm-hmm.
People, they really do need to do it because, like, you know, if your house burns down or, you know, something like that happens and you've done all this work to it, then you're not going to get what it's worth. Or how would that work?
That's a great question, and you're making a great point about the necessity of
mm-hmm.
it. So if this doesn't work out, you know, I think we've got a future in selling insurance with you.
Okay.
but yeah, you're right. I mean, ultimately, when you design an insurance policy, we're looking for coverage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the coverage? And, you know, if something happens, can I afford what's not going to be paid for by insurance? So coverage, deductible. These are important factors, and working with an agent to make sure that, like you said, if the house burnt down and I wanted the same house, could I do it?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it's good to visit with an agent, do an insurance review, you know, annually if you can, but, you know, at least every couple of years, go over all of your coverages and make sure that it still meets where you're at today.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, whether your taxes go up or not, because, I mean, you're either going to win or lose one way or another, right?
Absolutely. And hey, there's a lot of things we can do to keep costs down.
Okay. All right.
Do you ever have people who will call you and say like, hey, Jake, we're thinking about getting our roof replaced. What do you recommend? What's going to give us the best coverage? As far as like how you said, there's different like for siding, roof material, the different types of material you can use. Do you ever have people call you and ask for your recommendation on what they should or shouldn't use?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, now everything is so automated that if somebody has questions about a change to their policy and how it might affect them, you know, I'll go into the computer and I'll just play with the different variables and then give them an idea of how that's going to come out on the other end.
Okay, so give them a few numbers, stuff like that, breakdowns. Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome, awesome. So what is needed to get a policy started? How does one start getting a policy with you?
You know, not a whole lot. You know, if you're a first-time home buyer, you're meeting with Caitlin, and I get it. I'd rather hang out with Caitlin than me, but you should really start interviewing agents. You know, talk to agents, get a feel for where they're at, and as long as you have an idea of the type of property you're looking for, then they can start giving you some guidance on, you know, whether that's something that their company is a good fit for or not. As long as we have an address, some of your personal information, because your credit and things like that are going to come into play,
mm-hmm.
We can start giving some quotes.
Okay.
For me, I'm going to want to come out and look at that house before I finally insure it, because we need to talk about some of the, mm-hmm. the nitty-gritty details. But just as a shopping standpoint, it doesn't take a lot of information.
Okay. And it seems like a lot of my buyers, you know, they go through the pre-approval process first, then they come to me, we start looking at homes, going on those showings. Once they get the offer approved, is that when you usually see people come to you, or is it during that home shopping process too?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. I have folks that, you know, maybe they're getting married here later this summer and they're going to start home shopping. They'll ask questions about insurance and we'll start getting that relationship built and some, you know, some information for them that's going to be helpful in the home buying process. Ultimately, once they've chosen that home, that's when they're coming in to bind a policy is the official term for finishing it up.
Okay. Sounds good. And then what is all in a policy once it is written up?
So, you know, the big one everybody's going to look at, of course, is their premium.
Yeah.
You know, what does it cost? Now, a bunch of things are going to go into that premium. The value of your home, the deductibles, and deductibles can be flat. They can be percentage based. And you have to watch out for that because the deductible is just a term for if something happens, what am I willing to pay? What's my share of this? So, you know, the higher the deductible, the less it's going to cost on your premium, but you got to have some money to back that up.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about costs, we talked about deductibles, coverages. There are what are called named perils, and then there are excluded perils. So there are things like fire. Fire is a named peril. If the house burns down, that's going to be covered. But things like sump and sewer coverage, that's not going to be in a policy, but it can be handled through endorsements.
Okay.
Endorsements are basically a way to buy back coverages that would be excluded. And then there's additional coverages. So, you know, if you've got that big rock on your hand because you're planning to get married here pretty quick, not calling anyone out, you might want an additional coverage for that jewelry.
Okay.
And it's actually a really cost-effective way to cover some of those items, collectibles,
yep.
guns.
Yeah. All the fancy stuff, all the valuables. Do you see pet insurance? Do you get a lot of pet insurance out there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do sell pet insurance. I've sold a few policies.
I have pet insurance.
I could have needed it.
Jake, so if you have dogs or anything,
I just had one in the hospital last week.
I know.
For the second time.
Yep. Oh. It can get very expensive very quick.
Oh yes, it does. Very expensive, very quick.
Yeah, I have it on my dog. Yeah, I've been through it without, and I've been through it with, and yeah, very comforting that I have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I have two dogs and my oldest one is 7 years old and it wasn't really something that crossed my mind because when you get a new puppy, they're usually generally pretty healthy. But once they start getting older, you're making more trips to the vet. I immediately called Jake and I was like, Jake, I need pet insurance.
Yeah, yeah.
Help me. Do you see a lot of flooding? So, okay, that was actually my question when you were talking about the sewer and everything. As far as like seepage goes, I know that's sometimes an issue here in the springtime. Is that covered or how do you kind of handle that if someone has a lot of water damage?
So seepage is not a covered covered peril, but leaking pipes, flood. Flood's a great one. You know, here in the valley, yeah, it's a huge concern this spring. I don't know how many quotes I gave on flood insurance. And, you know, flood insurance went up a little bit this year. We actually just recently, and this is just speaking for American Family, added a inland flood endorsement to homeowners policies that's a more cost-effective way than the traditional flood insurance. But it does not substitute for flood insurance.
Okay.
If your mortgage requires flood insurance, this is a big one I kind of should have mentioned.
Yep.
I would imagine you get a lot of people saying, my sump pump failed.
Yeah, that's...
Because, I mean, it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
It's happened to me.
It's happened to me, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, sump pump failure, sewer backup, and, you know, let's face it, if the sewer backs up, you definitely want the coverage so somebody else can come clean that.
Yeah, the shop vac can only handle so much, huh?
Yeah.
Right. So, Jake, I have one more question for you. As far as someone who has an insurance policy, should they reach out to you for every claim or is that going to increase their policy and everything? Like when should someone reach out to you for a claim versus like if something's more serious versus not serious, what do you recommend?
Wow, that's a really good one. So, you know, as I mentioned before, the higher your deductible, the lower your premium. If you can finance some of those repairs and do a deductible that's, within your budget, that's going to cut down on the number of claims because if you have a $1,000 deductible and an $800 repair, there's no reason to call.
Right.
Filing claims can affect the premium, and it ultimately can create some other underwriting issues. So, you know, you want to finance repairs when you can, but insurance is there for what you can't float yourself.
Okay, that makes sense. Perfect. How are we doing on time?
We're there.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know.
Hey, you did really good.
I was thinking, I was like, wow, time is actually flying by today, but it feels like, I don't know, we might be cutting it close.
You want to host on Friday?
Yes.
You can come in here solo if you want. thank you guys for coming in. You will be back Friday morning.
Yes, I will be back.
And if somebody wants to get a hold of Jake Larson from American Family Insurance, how do we get a hold of you?
I'm located at the East Grand Forks Agency. My number is 218-773-3608. And you can find us on Facebook or online at jakelarsonagency.com.
Wonderful. Your other half's having his wisdom teeth out today. Is that right?
Oh, that's my other half's brother.
Oh, okay. So. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So it won't be so bad for you then.
No. All right, not for me.
Well, you guys enjoy the day while we can. It's supposed to be cold tomorrow, but we'll catch you again on Friday.
Yep. I'll see you guys on Friday.
All right. There you go. That is the Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast, Wednesday edition with realty expert Caitlin Ramseth. She'll be back again Friday morning, 10 o'clock. Until then, have a great week.